That's an absolutely ridiculous idea. They obviously have no idea the amount of jobs that the reduction in VAT has created, and especially in a county like Donegal, which is so reliant on tourism. The tourism product in Dublin and tourism product in rural Ireland are two completely different businesses, or two completely different products. The 9% or the reduction of the 9% VAT here in Donegal has actually opened hotels. It has created more jobs and has prevented hotels closing. So it's absolutely ridiculous idea for Sinn Féin to be putting forward.
And is it the case that if it were scrapped, the progress would simply be reversed?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The cost would just have to be passed on to the consumer. Hotels and guest houses and restaurants can't afford to absorb the increase, so it would be passed directly on to the consumer, which would make Donegal more expensive, less competitive, and would stop tourists coming here, and hence result in job losses.
But people will see how expensive a hotel room is in Dublin if you can get one. But I presume you would argue that it's there's a two-stage system here almost.
Absolutely. It's a three-tier, if anything. Dublin is absolutely booming and they're charging very rich because there's a huge demand. Other cities like Galway and Sligo are doing very well, but certainly in rural Ireland and especially in counties like Donegal, where we have the whole Brexit problem coming down the line, I think this is a very irresponsible claim and a very, very bad idea.